Carbon capture and storage is a very popular and increasingly well-funded branch of energy research. The U.S. Department of Energy already committed $4 billion to it, and in a conference call with reporters today, Energy Secretary Stephen Chu announced more money for Texas in the form of stimulus funds.
The University of Texas at Austin is going to be receiving $5 million to evaluate carbon storage opportunities in geological formations.
So what does that mean? We asked Dr. Tip Meckel. He's the one leading that project at UT Austin.
The idea is to capture emissions that are currently vented to the atmosphere and then store them basically securely deep underground.
And he says doing it underneath the seabed of the Gulf of Mexico makes sense because many sources of those emissions are located near the Gulf Coast, refineries, for example. Of course, the Energy Department is doing this in the interest of advancing the Clean Coal Project. It was a promise made by Barack Obama when he was a candidate, and it's a federal policy now that he's president. Some environmentalists, however, question whether it offers the best return on investment.
We think the real answer, obviously, is transitioning away from coal towards other sources of energy. But we don't object to some research into new technologies.
Cyrus Reed is with the Lone Star chapter of the Sierra Club.
My thoughts are that the terminology is incorrect, that to say clean coal implies that coal is clean when it's not.
Reed says many so-called clean coal projects still produce coal ash, a hazardous waste product. Coal ash will be high on the agenda of the Environmental Protection Agency tomorrow. The EPA is conducting a public hearing in Dallas to gather input on regulating coal ash. It's part of an effort to further contain pollution from coal-fueled power plants. Nathan Bernier, KUT News.